All right, 22 minutes past 8 now on BBC Asian Network. I was talking to Vanita about languages spoken. You probably heard in the news this idea that secondary school pupils of the future are going to get the option of learning Mandarin, Urdu or Arabic, potentially. Currently, if you're between 11 and 14 years old, you've basically got to take a major European language. But the government are updating their plans to the national curriculum, and you've had the Education Secretary, Alan Johnson, saying it's OK to add lessons that could be economically useful. So might this mean the end for learning French and German in schools? Lynn's been teaching Mandarin at schools in East Sussex for the last 2 years and joins us now. Good morning. Welcome to BBC Asian Network, Lynn.
Hello. Good morning, Amanda.
So how popular is Mandarin then? How are you finding your students are taking to it?
Oh, currently all my students love it, and it's been increasingly popular in the last 2 years, I would say. And now huge numbers of not just parents want their kids to learn, but also kids themselves want to learn Mandarin Chinese.
Why? What reasons are you hearing? I mean, are they economically based reasons? Are students thinking this could really help me in my career?
Oh, well, some kids, because Chinese writing is so different and people think, wow, that just looks so cool. Kids often have that kind of thinking. And to start with, also, because Mandarin Chinese is quite a different language from other major European languages, and it does need to be approached in a very different way. And quite often, the kids find it very challenging, very fresh and new. So, yeah, it is a good start.
Lots of people would have a stereotype with Mandarin, say, like with many other languages, that it's a tricky one to learn. Is that a fair stereotype?
I would say it is not as difficult as most people would think. Listening and speaking is not difficult to pick up. The grammar, Chinese grammar, is much, much easier than English grammar.
Okay.
And just when it comes to reading and writing, I have to say it is harder. Yeah.
Come on, teach us a useful Mandarin phrase. We've had a personal trainer on, Lynn, earlier, helping us tighten our abs and doing our exercises, even while lying in bed this morning. So can we learn a simple Mandarin phrase right here, right now?
Wow.
Come on.
To say, should we start with some basic? Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Very good, that is hello.
Ni hao's hello, okay.
Very good. To say thank you.
Yes.
Xie xie.
Xie xie.
Very good. You're talented.
Phew. Xie xie. That makes a nice change. I'm usually being berated for my pronunciation here on Asian Network. Lovely. All right. Well, thank you. Shnir shnir.
Lynn. Thank you so
much. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Lynn. It's interesting, isn't it? This idea of learning Urdu, Arabic. What do you make of that? Rather than the traditional European languages. Maybe your school is already ahead of the game and you can learn a more unusual language in your school. Share your thoughts. You can email Amanda at bbc.co.uk or text anytime 81869. I think it's quite a good idea. Expert.